Infants need to be warm and well fed. And that, say experts, is the beauty of kangaroo mother care, named after the Australian animal that keeps its newborns in its pouch close to its body for over a year. The child is placed in a cloth or a sling that's wrapped around the mother's chest, where there's plenty of warmth and breast milk is within reach. Mary Beth Power of the group Save the Children says in many African countries, children are carried on their parents' backs. Kangaroo mother care is simply a reversal of that idea.
It's been well documented that for low birth weight infants, skin-to-skin contact is very important. It does a couple of things for the baby. Skin-to-skin helps regulate the baby's body temperature, so that if a baby's body temperature starts to drop, a mother will actually run a fever to keep the baby warm. It's been documented before. So basically, skin-to-skin contact can help that baby maintain its body heat so it's not burning off calories trying to keep warm, which is really dangerous for the low birth weight infant. But in addition, having that skin-to-skin contact, basically the baby wrapped inside the clothes of the mother, makes it much easier for that baby to breastfeed, and it protects that child against infection. So it's less exposed to the potential of infection because it's so tightly wound in with the mother, but also it can breastfeed, and that early breast milk is the first, you know, vaccination for a baby. It protects babies from all sorts of illness and disease. So it's really innovative technique, even though it's an ancient technique of trying to keep babies healthy.
Jean Russell is Save the Children's deputy country director for Malawi and Lilongwe. She says the kangaroo mother care technique is being taught in hospitals and at the community level to fathers, grandmothers, and other adults. Health experts hope to counteract some practices that can lead to hypothermia among children.
And there are some cultural practices that aren't helpful in the sense that there's more attention generally paid to the mother at birth and the baby is put on the floor. I'm talking about home births. When a baby is born and the community is in distress and they need to take them to the hospital, traditionally they would put them in like a cardboard box, in which case the baby might die of hypothermia on the way to the hospital. So immediate drying with a cloth, using another cloth to wrap the baby and keeping the baby close to the mother and sleeping with the mother. These are all important practices.
Mary Beth Power of Save the Children says there's another cultural practice that can lead to hypothermia in infants. She says it usually takes place immediately after delivery.
Again, in many countries, a newborn baby, there's a feeling that the baby is polluted through the birth process. So families are often required by local customs to bathe that baby. But early bathing of babies often scrubs off some protective coating called the vernix that's on the newborn skin. But in addition, it exposes that newborn to often cold water, which would increase the chances that the baby would get hypothermia, would start to feel the chill. So we recommend, and we've been able to show, that it's pretty easy to change that local cultural practice and encourage parents to wait to bathe the baby. Just wipe the baby and wrap the baby, and that often stimulates a baby whose breathing was maybe not that sufficient at birth. But wiping and wrapping and then swaddling or cuddling the baby next to the mother and starting breastfeeding immediately, those are really important interventions to protect the newborn.
Health experts say another simple way to reduce the chances of illness in newborns is to use a clean instrument when cutting the umbilical cord. Unclean ones can lead to tetanus, a serious problem because many pregnant women do not get a tetanus vaccination. However, many health-related NGOs may be able to provide clean birthing kits that include the supplies needed for safe deliveries. I'm William Eagle in Washington.